John Boy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World with Queen Shell, your host, and Queen C. It is September 23rd, 2020, Wednesday. What's up, Queen?
Nothing. Chilling. How y'all doing today? It's Wednesday. Oh, Lord, we in Wednesday and September finna be over. Jesus.
Oh, girl, we got one more week.
Yeah, I'm just like, and that ain't even a full week. Guess what? Next Wednesday is the first.
That's why I say one more week.
Cause
from here to
yeah,
here
one
to,
week.
We got a week. Yeah. Whew, it flew by now. This was a busy month. It flew by fast.
It went by quick, man. Like just a snap of fingers, and it's gone.
And it's gone.
Over and done with. But hey, let's get on into October. Here it is, New Year finna come. Ooh, Jesus. But we're
coming regardless of if we're ready for it or not. Everything is
that
coming.
Part.
There's nothing we can do about it.
I'm excited though.
Yeah.
I'll be 40. So I'm just being like, dang, do you know I'll be 40? I'll be 40 in like 3 months and some weeks and some days. Like, wow. Like, I've been on this earth 40 years. Yeah. Wow. I can't believe it. Been on the earth 40 years and been out of school for 20. Come on now. Whoa, how life go by. Jesus.
Amazing.
Christ. It is.
It is definitely
it
amazing.
Really is.
Very
grateful, though.
So welcome to another week, y'all. We're excited about this week's episode. We're excited about every episode. Let me just say that. Don't think that, you know, we just got favorites or whatever. We missed the studio. We're going to be back in there shortly. We're going to get back in there because we got a live show coming up in October. But a lot of our shows right now are going to be audio because Queen is taking some classes, doing furthering her skills, becoming more benevolent
indeed.
In her walk. So we support all of that. We lift her up every time she's out doing something great. So which is why we haven't been in the studio. I just want to go ahead and remind y'all of that. If you haven't been tuning in, we will be back in there soon, though, for our live show next month. We have a really great live show next month.
I can't wait.
Yes. But we're going to get it. So I just wanted to give y'all a good, great, just introduce our show again, welcome you all back. We were out last week, had to take a quick little pause for the call. But we are back, jumping, and ready to hang out with our team and our people and talk about some good stuff. Queen, who we got sponsoring us today? You know, we know who the sponsors are, but throw them out there to the people.
Well, we just, first and foremost, we're going to say thank you to Freedom Train Radio. Shout out to Patrick and Joe, creators, all of that good stuff of Freedom Train Radio. So make sure you check out freedomtrainradio.com and check out all the other podcast shows as well. But make sure you always check out Shelby's World Podcast first. And shout out to Shelby's Bistro. She does it all, y'all. Parties, weddings, special events. She does all the catering, the best food. Hey, make sure you check out Shelby. Call her up. Hit her up. Let her come out and cater this event that you're having because you know you got one coming up soon, New Year's. We got Christmas parties. All that. Well, we might not have no Christmas parties because of the COVID, but hey. You know, little small get-togethers, man, make sure you hit up Shelby's Bistro and Catering, you guys. Check them out on IG today. Make sure you like, follow. Hey, also get anything that she got because she be doing dinners to her daughter too. So make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro and Catering on IG at Chef Shelby. Shelby's Bistro on IG, I'm sorry. And also check out J2 Couture for all your fashion, beauty needs, everything that you need from facials, wigs, clothes. Hey, check out J2 Couture on IG and on Facebook as well. Look, we're here for all your beauty needs, so make sure you check out all of our sponsors, Shelby's Bistro, J2 Couture, and Freedom Train Radio. Thanks to the sponsors again.
Yes, yes, yes. And definitely J2 Couture, she has a solid studio. We record all of our live shows there when we're doing our live recording. So don't forget that you can always book. You can book her studio for photo shoots. You can book it for your own podcast. You can book it for tea times. You can book it for any exclusive things that you have going on. Contact J2 Couture. She forgot to mention that in her sponsorship, but I just want to throw that out there because we'll be using it this weekend. So, you know, that's just a reminder that.
Oh, yeah.
We got other things going on, y'all. We got a lot happening. These queens on the move. So
I'm telling you what. You got to stay moving, y'all. Got to stay moving.
Foremost,
even during the pandemic, you got to stay moving.
You have to. It's a must. First and foremost, I know we lost another sister back in March by the name of Breonna Taylor, and the indictments came across the board today, and there were no indictments for her murder. So, and I do want to say, because we live in America, we know that this has been going on for a while. This, my heart and condolences go out to her family for their loss. And it's sad to say that I had no expectation for this to turn out differently because we have been treated so unjust and we've not been shown any type of humanity in these murders in these last recent years for our children to even know and be shown also that there's a lack of humanity in the American justice system. So I did want to, you know, get my thoughts and continued prayers and thoughts to the family that has lost their child behind such a ruthless and heinous crime done by the police officers in Ohio. So that it's terrible. And just to know that the charge that they walked away with was based upon wanton endangerment, which is shooting into the home of another resident that didn't even get harmed. So he may be facing 5 years for that. So, you know, it's just a reminder of why we as a people need to do better and become more involved in each other and bettering each other in our communities because this has got to stop. This was ruthless. So that I do want to say that before I start talking about our upcoming event. Queen, you got anything you wanted to speak on with that?
It's just sad. It's sad. It's really, really sad. I don't know. Because I don't know. It's so much. So much. Because justice ain't going to get served like it should be if he wasn't an officer. But he was an officer, even though they didn't so-called fired him. But I don't know. It's a lot. I just, my heart goes out to her family, especially her parents. That's a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot to deal with. So God help us all. Help us all. But what we got going on today, Queen?
Yeah, so we were talking earlier before we started our show. We got a great live show coming up in October. It's going to be a relationship talk segment. We're going to have some single people, married people. It's just going to be a nice, diverse panel, and we're going to be discussing some topics and issues on that. And then we're also going to be doing a live cooking show coming up in the holidays in November. We're going to do a guest cooking show. It's going to be a cooking feature on show as well. where we're going to have the Bistro sponsor, and we come in and we do a little something on the show and entice your palates and just, you know, talk about some things as we cook. So it'll be that type of show. Queenie going to cook with us.
I do know how to cook now, y'all. I do know how to cook now.
We're going to cook and we're going to have a guest on, like just a normal guest to come on and talk with us about some things that may be happening during that time. But we're just to let you all know that we will be doing a holiday show where we'll be giving some live tutorial on food and a live holiday recipe. So those are our upcoming shows, our upcoming live shows. And to go ahead and jump into the show for the day, I'm going to give our quote of the day, and it's from goodreads.com. Yes, goodreads.com. I actually have two quotes, and our quotes today are based on image. What people in the world think of you is really none of your business. Unknown. And this is a good one, because it kind of almost says the first quote is nonchalant, but not in so many words, because you still got to keep your thoughts of who you are more relevant than what other people think anyway. So I love the perception of that. But this quote is, protect your good image from the eyes of your negative viewers who may look at your good appearance with an ugly, fiendish eye and ruin your positive qualities with their chemical-infested tongues. Michael Johnson.
Woo!
Baby.
Johnson, the runner?
No. He was an author back in the day.
Okay.
No, not the runner.
Wow.
But I love that, though. I love that because, yes, we know that what people think of you should not make you shit. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also know that what you possess in your image is very important. What you display is very important. So you got to protect your image from people who are looking to attack you from your image based on the perception that they see you versus trying to change everybody else's perception of you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like that one. That's all. That's like that quote I posted today on from Lesa Brown. When it's, don't let other people's opinions determine your reality. Do not let other people's opinions determine your reality.
I like that.
So yeah, I like them quotes. And you can't. Your image is everything.
Okay. But this is the thing. Go ahead, Quinn.
I'm going to be teaching about people image with the Roof Project Academy on the 15th of October. And that's one of the things I always tell people about. Your image is everything, from the way you walk, the way you step in somebody. When you step in a crowd in front of people, that image that you give off right then and there when people first see you, people first meet you, is everything, because that's their opinion about you.
Correct.
But your image is everything, and it's not just clothes, material stuff. It's your personality. It's everything. Everything. Who you are, all of it, the whole package. And people judge you, boy. It ain't right, but they do.
And this is the thing. Here's the trick with this. You can try your best to protect your good image from the eyes of negative viewers, but you never know who the negative viewers are. So
the negative viewers?
The negative, they're everywhere. They're naysayers everywhere.
Yeah.
So once you open yourself up to the opportunity of being able to feel the negative energy, you have to be under your own protection spell to keep away that type of energy. You have to be able to understand and be able to feel when that energy approaches you so that you can start moving away from it. Because a lot of us, will succumb to that energy and allow it in because we're such good, kind-hearted people, and we want to fix people. We want to shift their narrative. We want to change the way they look at themselves. All the while we're helping them, they're tainting us.
Yeah,
you gotta be careful.
Very careful.
So
very, very careful.
Keeping it protected is important.
Protect your image.
Very important.
Your image.
And speaking of image, our fact of the day is a tiger's legs are so powerful that they can remain standing even when dead.
What?
Talk about image. My enemy.
Legs.
I'm fighting my enemy off. And I won. Even though he killed, you know, even in the process of me dying, I'm still standing.
I'm still standing.
You have no choice but to run off because you still see me standing even in your defeat. The tiger is dead. And so think about even if the enemy won and the tiger is dead, the enemy's still going to take off because they still see the tiger standing. I killed this tiger.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
still
standing.
Why is he still standing?
Talk about him. That's brutal.
Wow. Wow.
I love it.
Well,
I saw it.
I like that.
And I saw it and I thought immediately of the black culture when
ooh,
I saw that about the
yes,
tiger.
Yes.
It talked about
that we can endure.
The endurance of the black culture, the strength that remains even when defeat stands at our doorstep on a daily basis, the strength that we have to continue to open up that door and face that defeat because we will not allow it to win. We will not allow the defeat to succumb us. And thinking about the dead tiger still standing, even in all the defeat, at some point it's going to break you. So, I mean, we are a strong people, and I really feel like a lot of more of us can make it if we decide, you know, we got to fight as one.
As one.
And that'll happen at some point because I say all the time, everybody that's on this earth can't make it anyway. So we got to just, you
got
to, the strong will. So we're going to jump into these topics because, yes, ma'am, indeed, strength in numbers. It's very much so strength in numbers. Our topics today are definitely based on our image quote, our image facts. And we're going to talk about, being that it's all based on image, we're just going to jump into the different ways how your image is important and the things that it is. That it stands for with you. And one of the questions that we have in the topic is, what does your image say about you? So, Queen, what does your image say about you? What have you given out in your image to dictate who you are?
I say my strongness, my voice. The things that I just been learned as a kid up until now has shaped my image. The things I done seen and stuff. And what I done endured from childhood to now. It didn't make me who I am. And even with my image, you always want to like my mind just went blank for a minute. But you want to put
you
out there.
Blank, Queen.
Yeah, it just went blank. Like it just
I
black it out with what I was going to say. Like,
because it's a question that you don't. It's one of those questions that it's kind of you. If you the way you answer it can either make you look like you have humility or you can come off as arrogant.
Arrogant, yeah. Like you got it all together.
Yeah,
but you don't.
And so the display of your answer, you don't. You know, I think a lot of times we worry about the criticism that comes with that. And the reason why I jumped back on when you said that you got tongue tied is because I felt that. I felt that your display of who you are, you don't want to be offensive or you don't want to come off a certain type of way. But I say with your response, you got to give it exactly in detail about who you are, because what you possess and who you appear to be, if when you speak it, even sometimes you forget it. So speaking it is reminding you of the image that you've given up or the personality that you've shown, because you don't have to worry about that on a daily basis. You know who you are. So when you have to get up and actually speak on it and declare what your personification is, it becomes a little bit more intense. So I definitely wanted to say that so that you can feel, take some of that weight off your shoulders as you tell us who you are.
Strong. Just one word. Strong. Strong. I say strong because of what I have been going through to get to where I'm at now. And when people see me, that's one thing that people, not knowing me, but they just look at people always look at the outside appearance and see, you know, they see you on, let me see, what's the word that I'm looking for? They see you on the surface, but they don't see you deeper than the surface. They don't know your pain. They don't know your struggles. They just see you on the surface. Oh, she's strong. Now go back to that quote that thing that you posted that day about that black lady being in the water and how she was reaching out for her friend. Oh, she's strong. She got it. And a lot of people look at me like that as, oh, she's strong. But no, deep down, I am. But I have my moments. I have my days that I literally break down. I know I didn't learn how to pick myself back up. I don't be down for long now, but I have those days that I be down. I really do. So I'll say strong, but caring, because people look at I can say that myself, the profession that I do. I love what I do because I care for people. And it shows in my work and everything that I do, from J2 Couture to Players Consulting and Life Coaching Service, all the way into my nursing work, raising my kids, my family, and my friends. But I say strong, but I'm going to just say strong and weak, because I can be weak. Or I'm going to put it like this. I used to be weak, because it used to be sometimes I wouldn't speak up, and not speak up for others, but for myself. And that goes back to what you just said when I said my mind went blank. Me speaking up for myself or saying who I am, because I don't want to step on nobody's toes or I don't want to come off. I got a prime example. With me being in class, I'm the oldest. I'm the second to the oldest, because it's a lady that's in there with us that's in her 50s. And I'm second to the oldest. I don't talk about my salon. I don't talk about the boutique, the cosmetic products, or none of that I know how to do makeup. I'm coming in there just like I don't know how to do nothing. And my friend Samantha, she asked me, she said, Candace, why are you doing yourself like that? I said, because I don't want to
come off in there like I got it all, like I know it all. I do. I know because I done been to cosmetology school and I done got taught this stuff already before and then self-taught and then been to a couple of training classes and stuff. But I'm coming in here that I done paid for this school, paid the school this money. I'm coming in here acting like I don't know nothing because I want to be able to absorb everything and I don't want to block myself from learning what I need to know because I feel like I already know it all. So I'm going to come in here acting like I don't know now.
I mean, one thing about it, I don't have any, I think I'm pretty much the same way when it comes to that because I'm very, and now it doesn't hurt me to say it because I used to be afraid to say that I have, a humble spirit when it comes to things. So with my spirit being the way that it is, I will neglect to mention some of the things that I fancy the most or that I can, or that I have a lot of knowledge in. I'll be quiet on it because in that aspect that you're speaking on it, it's totally understandable because you are walking in to be a sponge. Because everything that we've already been taught doesn't mean that there's not another way. So I don't have a problem with listening and learning. I love the accolade of being able to feel good inside once I learn to do something I already do in another way.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I also want to be fed because I'm hungry, it doesn't mean that I strip myself of the knowledge that I already have because you're not putting that away. You're just walking in as the pupil as you are. And and most times we don't have that opportunity to be the pupil. We're always the ones in charge. So the fact that you can take off your hat and sit and be engaged and enjoy what you're learning, I commend you for that because a lot of people will go in and like, I already know that. I ain't worried about that. I'm good on that. Some of us have that know-it-all persona, and it's not good for us in certain situations.
No.
Because in this particular situation, why not soak up what you can learn since you paid for it?
I'm telling you, like, paid for out the pocket, paid for it. No financial aid. Look,
exactly.
That's my straight hard-earned money. They're like, I work for that
and
money to pay for that
class.
And
it's invest in yourself anyway. So it's a dope opportunity. You're coming out with another certification, and you're enjoying your opportunity. So I think that I commend you for even taking it to the level of being able to be the pupil when you could be the instructor.
I could be the instructor. And it's so funny because I sit up there and just listen to people talk about, like, well, how I'm going to start the business. Like, I need a business license. I just be like, no, it ain't that hard. So I speak sometimes, but I just listen. And it could be because I have the consultant now, and you got to pay for that knowledge now. Like, you got to pay. But sometimes I speak some, but I won't speak as much. But I come in there just like I don't know anything. Even the older lady, when I was telling her about it, she was just like, wow. But even her, she's a Mary Kay consultant, high up in that Mary Kay business, a high rank. She has people working up under her that she brought in that she gets a percentage of their money. She was like, she's been doing it for like 15, 20 years. And she was like, I just came so I could get more advanced in skin and really, really know skincare and perform these services. And she actually has something that she, invention, something that she's trying to invent that actually a tool that she wants people to be able to use.
Mm.
So it's interesting. But that image, everything.
Is everything.
It's everything.
And with that being said, how your image can be used in your growth is just as important because if we if we are going to be the specimens that decide that my life is going to be built upon what I want it to be, then you mm-hmm. have to be stable in your growth. And your image is a constant reflection of that. If I'm out here putting myself on display to be this person, but I'm living this life, then my image is a lie.
So that means
you're not growing at all. You're using a personification of making people think that your image is grown based on your personality, but really in all, it's not. You can't grow as an image if you ain't growing as a person. I mean, they go hand in hand. We got to be able to know that whatever affects us personally is going to affect us on the outside as well. So what you allow in, again, will help determine what you put out. If I allow negative in, I'm going to put out negative. I cannot be responsible for how other people see me unless I give them a reason to see me differently than what I have put out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's true, though.
Your image is just is because it's you. Your image is a constant display of who you are. It's a constant display of who you're trying to be, where you're growing, and where you're failing. And failing isn't always failing. Failing is lessons. If you don't use your failures as opportunities to grow, you definitely failing.
You done failed.
You're not willing to even take where you sat there and saw yourself crumble. You're not even willing to take that as an experience to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we get caught up in how others see us so much until we forget to see ourselves. Because you got to wake
and
up and look.
Others be looking at the wrong thing sometimes. They be looking at the wrong thing. You think they have a certain perspective about you, but it's totally opposite of what you're thinking. Totally opposite. And that's people around you in general.
Yeah.
As I always say,
in general.
People, I never wanted a friend that was a yes friend. I do, you always bragging and boasting about everything that I do, but you don't put me in my place when I need to be put in my place.
Right.
You just telling me, girl, yeah, you right. Nah, Candace, you wrong. You know you was wrong. You was dead wrong. And I'm going to let you know, even if you like it or don't, you'll still love me after I finish telling you. I don't want no yes friend. You just going to be a yes friend. You don't need to be my friend. I need you to put me in my place. I need you to make me accountable for my action, especially when I do wrong.
Right.
Yes friend. I don't need you to, and matter of fact, no yes friend, that means I don't need you to be my fan. I need you to be my friend. I don't need you to be my fan. I need you to be my friend. It's a totally it's different now. It's a difference. I see my fan gonna upheld me when I'm wrong, right, cussing them out too. But my friend gonna uphold me too. But it's gonna tell me, look, you wrong. You dead wrong.
Correct.
You wrong.
Yep.
So I don't need you to be my fan, but I need you to be my friend, not my fan.
And I think when speaking on image, because when I define who and what my image is, I'm a person who believes in accountability. So I display what I believe in. And with that being said, that means that I'm going to motivate you based on what you display. I'm going to I'm going to embrace you based on what you display. I'm going to do everything based on what you've given me and the image you've given me of yourself. I can't look past that unless you allow me
mm-hmm.
in. And for the people who normally do, we always create a pretty good bond.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I ain't trying to get in with everybody. That's another thing. I know the type of energy that I possess, and I know the type of energy that I seek to have around me. And that's all I want around me. So I couldn't be good or strong or good at who I am, and me being able to see past that, because I've had to realize that we're given a set of skills, and how you utilize your skills are going to be based on how the Most High guides your life. And if I'm not utilizing my skills in the way that I'm supposed to, my skills would have been taken from me.
Yep.
And because I know I still have my things, I'm obviously on the right path with them. So when people flock to you because of what they feel you can do for them on a spiritual or emotional or mental level, then you walking in your walk. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I think that's where I am with myself now. I'm actually at the point of understanding that the image that I display is the image that people are, they're seeking me. They yearn for my energy because of the type of the image and the energy that I put out. So the motivation and the healing that you give to people becomes to be your balance in your life. And I've learned that.
Yes, indeed. That image.
It ain't always been that easy to see, though. You know, it takes things, like you say, you got to go through things.
You
got to
go
see.
Through, and you grow, and you know, we
grow through things.
We grow, and we're maturing every day. We mature every day. Shelby ain't who she was yesterday. It's something Shelby didn't learn different. Every day, I always say, oh, all right, the day September 23rd, 2020. Guess what Candace Johnson pledged? Today is September 3rd, 2020. This is the first September 3rd of 2020, and this is the last day, the last September 3rd of 2020. You would never see this day again. So what you learned today and how you was today at this moment in time will not be who you are going to be tomorrow at the same end. And it could be the same exact time, but guess the difference is you didn't grow one step further, and it's going to be a whole new day. And that day is going to be just that one day that you ain't going to never see again in your life.
Ever again.
So you got ever again. So you got to mature. You mature every day.
And
if you're
lucky to wake up and see the next day.
Yeah. If you ain't, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to you. Really, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Because if I know what I know, when I was 29 years old, ooh, baby, jeez. That's all I could say. But I'm happy that I know what I know now. I'm kind of happy that it took me just this long to understand it and get it.
I appreciate the time that it took me to grow to who I am. I would never question that or think that it was supposed to be anything different because God showed me this. But what I will say is this, I've always cared about how people saw me in certain light.
Yeah.
So I've always been a responsible person. I'm 38 now. And in my early 30s, it took me into my early 30s to learn more about how to save and be more financially sound in my life. However,
yeah.
I've always been responsible, taking care of me, taking care of people. And even when I felt weak in my doing those things, I've always still felt good about the place where I was at, that I was able to do it. I'm able to be this thing, who I am. I'm growing in my walk because of these things that's going to make me better at who I'm becoming. So,
mm-hmm.
again, you got to go through, I mean, you got to grow through what you go through, but you also got to see that there was something there that you was growing from. And I think a lot of people miss that. They go through something, but they forget that there's a reason why they had to go through it.
Yeah, it's a part of, and go back to image. You know what, we can put image with, it goes purpose.
Yes.
Image and purpose, all the same thing. Spelled different, but mean the same. Everything that we have learned up until now is a part of our image and our purpose. And some people don't know what their purpose are. Some people go to the grave not even fulfilling the purpose that they was actually put on this earth to fulfill. Lady that goes to church with me, she said this to me one day, and she was like, Candace, it's people out here waiting on you, girl, to tell your story. And I was like, huh? She said, it's people out here designated to you, Candace Johnson Pledge, that's designated to you to help them with your story. Your story is going to help them. She said, all of us have people that's designated to us. We don't know who some of these people are. Some of these people, we know they're right here in front of us. And it may be some that don't even like us, but our story is going to help them.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's someone designated to all of us. And it's just when you get to that point that you're ready to tell your story, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. But people out here waiting on you. You don't know who they are, but people waiting on you. They waiting on to hear the Candace story, because your story going to help them. And my story going to help the people who waiting on me. So when she told me, I just looked, and I just started dwelling on, just thinking about that thing. And I was like, yeah. That go back to me.
Yeah.
You know, go back to you not, you know who you are, but why y'all want to say, look, you would have told me this 10 years ago, I would have been like, what they want to know my story for? How my story going? You know, it's going to help
them. What is going to do for them?
What is going to do for them? You know, but go back to that maturing. Go back to that being mature, maturing every day, and just knowing who you are as well.
That's so good.
That's the most important thing, knowing who you are. You got to know who you are. I can't do nothing and help nobody else if I don't know who I am. Like I posted last week, the week before last, I never want to be like nobody else.
Never.
Never wanted to be like nobody else.
And you know, the things that we worry less about and need to worry a lot more about is the image we display in our relationships and in our friendships. Because we start off and we show people what we want them to see, which is why I'm a firm believer in you finding out who I am. I'm not telling you who I am.
Mm-mm.
So you can play off me.
Yep.
You won't have the up on me because I done told you all this about me, and now you know all this about me until you don't have to research and do anything about me. And you use the things you know about me against me versus for me. Because it's for their good. It's a manipulation tool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, what? And people are good about that.
Yeah. Yeah. They play that like they say, that's a well played role.
Mm-hmm.
Manipulation is huge. So your image and how you display yourself, what you show, what you give off, who you show you are, all is in connection with your image. All
of it. And keep that in mind if you're in business too.
Yes, my lady.
Keep that in mind if you in business. Because your first, whatever type of business you have, that first encounter with that customer, you got to be on it. Because that could be that customer first time ever coming to you, getting the product or whatever service you provide. But that first encounter with that customer, it could either be a customer that you're going to have for the rest of your business life, whatever, or that could be that customer first and last time ever coming to you if they decide to even use you from the first time they come in contact with you. And that I'm talking about over the phone, email. I tell people, if you're a person that can read people, you can darn near read people mood over how they write, how they come off with the, just by texting.
Mm-hmm.
Like this message sounds a little rude. Like this sound a little. So be mindful of that. We talked about that in class last night. And it was just that our instructor needed to get her hair done because she was going out of town. And the young lady, our instructor, first time ever, she don't wear wigs and stuff like that. Wigs, units, mm-hmm. whatever y'all want to call them. I call them wigs. That's what they always going to be to me. Her first time ever going to her, she went to her because of the people that comes to her for services was saying how good the young lady was.
Yeah.
But her customer service skills was horrible. She ain't even sat down in her chair yet. She finally got it all straight. Not that she could come before her actually scheduled time, but that first perspective, it will surprise me if our instructor actually goes back to her. I know me, I'm about giving people second chances. And I might just be like, oh, she might just have a bad day. I'll try one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you come sit in my chair, I done had a customer that wasn't pleased with her hair at all. And it was her actually wedding. She had a little small wedding ceremony, and she was like, she wasn't pleased with it. She said, only thing how it worked because she wore a hat. I said, I can't give you your money back, but I'll give you, you can come, I can correct the problem for you, or I could give you a service half off. Matter of fact, I would do your actually natural hair for you for free. She wanted her money back, but I'm like, you know, my policy is, hey, sale is final. It is no refund.
Mm-hmm.
But I will try to accommodate you, even if you came and got
mm-hmm.
three shampoo services from me. That'll equal up to the amount that you actually paid for the service that you wasn't pleased with.
Right.
So you as a business owner, you got to look at your go back to your own image yourself and how I always tell people, I still look at myself as a consumer because I am.
You are.
You know, I am. So I want to be treated just, I want to treat customers that come to me just like I want to be treated. And that's okay. With the utmost respect. No, do I believe the customer always right? No, the customer is not always right. But when it comes down to your business, it's a little different. But you got to be able to compromise.
Yes.
You got to be able to compromise. Sometimes you got to take a little. Sometimes you got to take a little.
You have a responsibility to your business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you neglect that responsibility, then yes, you will definitely have some unsuccessful moments. And I think that as long as you are accommodating, when a person is displeased, they will return.
Yep.
Because they'll tell people, hey, I ain't like this. She did this for me and all that. They'll tell people that.
Yeah, because even her friend is the one who referred her to me. She get her hair done by me. And she told her friend, the one called me. Well, text me and was like, Candace, she wasn't pleased with her hair. But I told her, man, call Candace. Let her know she's not that type of person. She going to try to accommodate you in any type of way. Just call her. Let her know. Make sure you be nice about it because she big on, you know, don't be rude. Just call her or text her, and she will
be accommodating.
She will accommodate you. She didn't ever do that. Mm-hmm. So I ended up texting the young lady myself and told her I heard that you wasn't pleased. All you had to, you know, and went on and, you know, she said she wanted a refund, and I let her know that that wasn't possible, but I can accommodate you in another service that I will actually do for you, either half off, or you can come get three shampoos and conditioners from me. You got so many, you know, so many days to actually come and get the services done, and when you come, we'll go from there for the next two services. But she didn't ever contact me within those days that I gave her, so. But I tried everything that I could to accommodate her in some type of way because that was my fault, that she wasn't pleased with her hair. I put it on me. Yeah. Now, I don't know what she did once she got home, took a shower and all of that, because anything could have went wrong from the time that I left to the 3 hours that you had before your, you know, your small gathering. But I still put it on me.
Mm-hmm. And that's because you are
a lot.
That's because you also care about your image, and it's important. Again, that just shows you just how important your image is, and for one, for business, for two, for you, and in your personal lives, in your daily lives, in your relationships, including your friendships, all of your how you display yourself, even on these social media platforms. We get so caught up in the like button. Until we forget that, irregardless of everything, we're displaying who we are, and there's nothing that I can put on social media that I regret, because I think about stuff before I even put it up. I think hard, and if I got to think too hard, it ain't going up. So
man, I'd be back on that thing so quick with rewording stuff and everything, because I feel like that ain't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take me an hour to post. The post two sentences, because I just, you know, you want to make sure that it's right.
And because along with it, again, it ain't no display that you have the humility. Your humility come through. Mm-hmm. I know when I'm feeling myself. I can tell when I'm feeling myself. You know what I'm saying? I can feel it in my bones when I feel good about myself. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But
not
I still am very... what's coming and how I display it is never in an arrogant, overconfident manner. I'm not even cocky talking. I let my image speak for me. That's just how clean up and clear it is and concise of who I am, how I walk in my image, because I allow my image to speak for me. I don't got to say much.
Nothing at all.
That's on us. What we put out is what we're going to receive.
So you got to put out good energy, baby. You got to put out good. And you can be aware of that. I don't think some people are aware of it. Yeah, some people, they are. They just don't give a damn.
They don't care. They really just don't care.
That's how we live. But your image is everything. Because trust me, it will follow you for the rest of your life.
Yep.
It will follow you until you show something different. But people will always, I remember such stuff. I can even, I'm going to speak for myself. Man, Candace used to be mean as hell. people see me, it's not like, you ain't that same. I wasn't, and then I have to then tell people I wasn't mean then. You just thought that I was mean because you ain't never had a chance to actually be in my presence.
Get to
know
me.
Who Candace truly, Candace truly was. You just seen this outside appearance, and you know that I ain't play no games with nobody, and like, I ain't finna let you run over me. I ain't never been that person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you how it is, and if you my friend, I'm taking up for my friends and all. But
yep.
It's everything, and sometimes it stay with you, sometimes it's, people see you, they be like, oh man, I didn't even have people say to me that didn't like me in school growing up. Girl, I ain't never know that you was this cool. Like, I'm mature and I'm different, but man, I always been cool and laid back. I'm still playing Candace. I'm just grown now.
But that just goes to show you that the way, just because you have a no nonsense attitude and a no nonsense personality, people took that as you being you let.
Mean.
You let their funness, or you can't be the cool girl, you can't be fun, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You a mean girl. You just mean. And a lot of times you miss out on a good person because you haven't given them the opportunity to show you who they is. You just already decided it.
Like, girl, you so cool. I didn't realize you was cool. I just laugh. And I get that a lot. I just laugh. Now I just laugh. Like, all right. But thank you for that. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Look, that was something I already knew about myself, because one thing I do know, I'm not a vindictive person. Never have been. That ain't even my character. I can't. It won't let me.
Mm-hmm.
The Heavenly Father definitely won't let me, because you know what? I got a conscience, and that thing will bother me. It will bother me.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
You got to be mindful. You got to be mindful of what you put out there. You got to be mindful of what you let your eyes see and your ears hear as well.
All of it. All of it.
Because that can change your... That changed your whole character, your whole mood for that day and all.
Truly.
So you got to be very mindful of a lot of stuff, even with the stuff that's going on throughout this pandemic. Got to be mindful of it all. Can't let it get you off course and where you're trying to move, you know, where you're trying to go in life. When it comes down to your image, because all of that's a part of your image, too.
Mm-hmm. And with that being said, as you continue to push forth and growing in your image and growing your image, make sure you always remember to be cognitive of the energy you let within your image, because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my closing remarks. I want you guys to always think about what you stand in front of, who you stand in front of when you're talking. Think about them as being one of the most important people, just because they may be of any type of substance of what they think they are. Let them think that. Don't try to demean people of who they believe they are. Don't try to change a person's mind about who they see themselves as. Just be cognitive of it. Because sometimes we allow our own image of who we are to negate another person's feeling of who they are. And then we're no better than a negative person ourselves. We've already begun walking in negative. So keep your energy clean. Keep it pure. Make sure that it's positive. That's my closing remarks. Queen, what you got?
As the quote said that I posted earlier, do not let other people's opinions of you determine your reality. You just can't. Know who you are. Know who you are, because half of them that got opinion of you, they barely don't know, especially when it comes down to that social media stuff. can't be worried about what nobody's thinking about watching you on social media. You posting your life and the way you living. You happy with how you living. You doing good. You know, you got the things that you want in life and you still prospering every day. So don't be worried. Look, other people's opinions, guess what? The word is opinion. That's their opinion. You know who you are, so you keep moving. And you keep trying to be the best person that you are. But also know, don't you be having other opinions on others that's negative and don't think that somebody's going to have the same or you. And you get mad when others have the same or you when you didn't did the same thing to somebody else.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, y'all stay positive.
Stay positive.
Sometimes that's better. That's easy to say. Sometimes hard to do. But you know, like I said, I have my moments when I be down. But I know how to pick. I didn't learn how to pick myself back up because I put on a affirmation or something real quick. That's going. Look, I can't. No, hold it, because man, you get in one of them funks. Sometimes that'll take you. You'll be in there for a long. If you don't learn how to pick yourself up, you'll be in that little funk for a while, and then you out here poisoning other people because you in a little funk.
Mm-hmm. Eat you alive, and you starting to eat everybody else around you alive, passing on that negative energy, them negative vibes.
That's why you need somebody that'll make you accountable.
Accountability.
Get you somebody, a good friend or just an associate, you know, that you may think highly of or they think high, and make you accountable. Everybody needs
somebody
that make them accountable.
If you have somebody like that in your life, go on and apologize because it's probably your fault they gone.
But that part there. So, you know, because everybody, people ain't got time for this this negativity and stuff like that. Hmm. People really don't got time for that at all. You know, people at a point in their life that people trying to live a good life before they pass off this earth. They ain't trying to go to the grave not accomplishing the things that they want in life.
Right.
We done had too many of our ancestors that did that. And they done fought. A lot of them done fought for us to be where we at. So, look, you need to be trying to live your life to the fullest, honey, all day, every day. Hmm. Something happened and it ain't where you want to be. Matter of fact, if it ain't happened the way you want it to be, that means there's something better come and pull your bootstraps up and keep it moving. Keep moving till you get to that destination where you want to be at. Yeah. Keep moving, because you keep going and you keep trying to reach that goal. Guess what? You gonna reach it. And celebrate them milestones. Even if, say you start a business, you decide tonight that you want to start a business, the first thing you can do, get right up on your computer, your phone, or whichever one, your tablet, laptop, whatever you gonna do, and get you a EIN number. That's a milestone to celebrate. Every time J2 Couture got somewhere, I celebrated. Oh, man, look, I got this. Okay, here go my idea for this business. This is what I want to do. Okay, I got to this, then got this EIN. Ooh, yes, then got, ooh, yes, LLC. What? Then got the first product. What? Come on now. Excited. I ain't sold not a thing, but I was excited, though. So I was like a... Hey, I'm one. I might be 100 steps away, but baby, guess what? I just made 20 steps.
Hmm. Yeah.
So, man, celebrate that small milestone. That small milestone gonna take you when you
celebrate
get to
every
that,
victory you have.
Every victory, because when you get to that one that you really want, when you get that to the big payoff that you really was striving to get to. Baby, that thing gonna be even more sweet. It's gonna be even sweeter, cause all the other ones you gonna remember, and all you can do is all. I know for me, it'll bring tears to my eyes, cause I just be like, wow, I made it. I finally made it here. I'm finally getting closer to what I done wrote down.
and everything you're doing, you know, you're checking it off. Because you don't have to, your celebrations can be small and minute, and just a jump up and down in your room for achieving it. These are things that you are doing because it's for you. And again, those are things that play into your image. It's helping build the image that you're in control of, that you're putting out there, that you're balancing out for the universe to see. You're displaying that. You're putting that on display. And image is important. It's important in everything. So, you know, I think it's very, very honorable for us to talk about something like this, because we don't want to see ourselves sometimes. We don't want to see what we put out there in the universe. And if that's the case, change it. Every day that you get to wake up above ground, that's a new day to change what you got going on and what you choose to do with yourself.
That's right.
Every time. And I just want us to remember that. We don't have to get caught up in settling for the things that we're doing if we want better. Get the better. And so with that being said, we like you. We love you. We appreciate you guys tuning in today. Yes, check back with us as we will be back. Another show next week, and check us out in October. Next week is October, but we're going to let y'all know next week on the show when we're going to do that live show. And we do have a live cooking show where we're going to have a guest on that show as well in November. So welcome to fall, y'all. Tune in.
Yes, hey, go hard. We got 7 more days before this third quarter over. 7 days. Go hard these last 7 days of this third quarter. Then you bust that fourth quarter, the first day, bust it wide open and go all the way to January. And so, hey, it's time.
That's right.
See y'all next week.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We like y'all. We love y'all. Y'all take care.
Peace.
Bye, queen.
Bye.